Hi, and welcome to today's episode of Retro Gaming Dads. Today's episode 5, and we're going to be talking about Republic Commando, Stadia, and what happened and what may be happening, a little bit of a teaser about Sonic 2's movie, and the leaking of GoldenEye 007 on the 360. So today we've got Anthony and Barry with us.
Welcome back.
Hi there. First of all, I'd like to apologise. I've just managed to drag myself out of bed. I am full of cold today, so...
You don't sound too bad.
You're always a charmer.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll manage perfectly fine. So, Republic Commando, potentially coming over to Switch and other consoles.
Yeah. I must admit, this is a game that I've never played, but I have heard positive things about.
Yeah,
you should try it.
It's a brilliant little tactical shooter.
It's a great game. I loved it. I remember playing it on the original Xbox, and I really, really enjoyed it. And as you two know, I'm a massive fan of Star Wars.
Yeah, it was a brilliant shooter, I remember at the time. And I do hope that it has held its age. I mean, it was with Games with Gold a couple of months back, and I was thinking that I may need to pick it up and have a playthrough again there. Though if they are remastering, it could also mean perhaps the servers are coming back on.
Well, I played it on Steam not long ago, and it seemed fine. Well, it could have a similar setup as, like, you know, like the Halo Master Chief Collection and other stuff like that, where you can change it back to the original graphics and the original settings if you wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, though, this is just off data mining, so it's not confirmed.
Oh, yes, but hopefully it would be, because I'll be happy.
It would be rather nice.
Let's face it, how many things actually manage to stay a secret nowadays?
Pretty much nothing. Speaking of things staying secrets, Stadia.
And its downfall.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a secret.
Well, no, this is very true.
Well, it's worst kept secret.
What happened?
They tried to bite off too much.
What did happen that went right for them, I guess?
I think Stadia's big failing was coming out and trying to do the Apple effect and trying to sell on the brand that we are Google, we're going to change gaming, you should buy our services, and then double charging for everything.
Absolutely. They've come out, they've overpromised, absolutely underdelivered. Even from day one, people weren't getting the hardware bundles that they purchased, which I believe originally you needed to even use Stadia.
But it's also coming at a time where you've got three massive consoles doing really well and trying to compete with their services as well. With the pricing they're putting out, yeah, you kind of, people will stick to what they already know.
Yeah.
Well, on paper, it sounds like a good idea because they promised more powerful hardware to run your games on than what even the upcoming consoles, which are now our current generation, were looking to provide.
Yeah, and it had some brilliant sounding features as well.
In all fairness, how often do people promise something but then they deliver something completely different?
It depends who you are. If you Google, it's all the time.
Yeah, true. So, you know, just put it out there. Is this kind of like, are we not used to the disappointments?
Why do we think people didn't jump on board with Google Stadia? I have my own idea. I'd just be interested to know what yours were.
I think it stems from how they launched it and what it ended up costing. Having to buy a monthly service and then buy the games to only run on that service, it's a big ask.
Yeah, especially when they're all digital games, you can't buy physical.
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, once those services go down, you're like, well, great, I've just spent money on something that I can't get anymore.
Exactly.
To me, I think people like the continuity and they like what they've been dealing with for so long. So when something new comes in that's asking you to pay so much for the Chromecast, pay so much for the controller, play for these different things, it's all adding up.
Yeah, but nowadays, they have changed the service, so you don't actually need a Chromecast, you don't need the controller, you don't even have to pay the monthly fee. There is a free tier, although I think you're limited to like 1080p rather than up to 4K. The problem is you are still buying their games from their service, and in my opinion, I wouldn't give it a shot because I know what Google like for killing things really quickly. Just look at things like Google Plus.
Yep.
God knows how many chat apps they've had over the years.
Crikey, yeah. It's not been a good showing for Stadia, though. Other services have worked. what do you reckon things like Game Pass and Microsoft Cloud Services and PlayStation Now have done so much better?
I still think they're in the infancy, but yes, they're doing better because they give you a bit more of a centralized experience. For example, Game Pass includes Xbox game streaming, so you're not paying for a second subscription for that feature. It is included in a much bigger whole.
With Game Pass and with other subscriptions, you get so much of what you're paying for. But then also, recently when they were talking about putting the price up, people complained, Microsoft listened, and they left it.
I believe that was only for Xbox Live Gold, though, wasn't it?
Oh, was it? I thought it was for everything. Was it just Gold?
I could be mistaken, but I thought it was only for Gold.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Because I believe everyone was saying that it's so that they try and push people towards Game Pass.
Yes, I do remember reading that, actually.
But see, from my point of view, if I didn't have an Xbox and I was using Xbox Game Pass and I was streaming my games to a mobile device, say, buying those games on there, if I no longer want to stream them, I can buy a physical piece of hardware to still continue playing them afterwards.
Yes.
Even if that streaming service was closed down or I couldn't use it for one reason or another. With Stadia, there is no option. There is only one point to play those games through the streaming service. If that disappears, that's it. Tough.
Yeah.
You've lost your games.
So what do they do with Stadia now then?
So I believe Stadia is still running, but you were looking into it, Phil, weren't you? And it looks like they're going to be perhaps white labeling it, allowing other companies to brand it as their own.
Yeah, basically almost like a competitor to what Azure does, if you will, in that you could have somebody come along, brand up their service and release their package, if you will. So they pay Google for it, and then that person's customers pay them for that service. So a certain rapper...
They rent the service.
Basically, yeah. So a certain rapper who's released a few different consoles in the past might want to release his cloud gaming service, and he could all brand it all up for him, and on the back end is just Stadia.
Soldier Cloud?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, he could have his branded Soldier Cloud. He could go to Google, get all the licenses from them, put it onto his service, and then his customers pay him a fee and they can play the games that are within that service. I think that, as a business model, could work.
The two things I've got to say about that is, number one, let's say this hypothetical rapper was to launch their own services. Let's face it, he ain't going to pay for any licenses. But two, do you think that would work for, say, let's just pick Steam, for example?
It could, though I think this is probably going to target smaller companies than people who can do it themselves, like Steam. Because Steam already have a sort of streaming thing where you can stream to your PC from another device.
But that's from another device that you already own.
Yes. Yes, it is. So potentially Steam could get something out of it. Who knows? Maybe they could.
What about you, Anthony, for example? You've got a rather, shall we say, abused gaming laptop that probably isn't up to spec nowadays. Would you be more inclined to pay for like a streaming service from Steam if you could play all your games on that laptop but streamed at a far higher quality?
Yes, I would do. I mean, you know, I would get some benefit out of the laptop and I could easily stream through it. And, you know, that's not just for me. Anyone can do. If they've got an old laptop sat somewhere, they can easily plug it in and do the same thing.
See, it's not even just laptops. That's obviously an easy one to target. You could have mobile devices. People have tablets, phones, etc. that people like to play games on the move. And being able to play your Steam games on the move, it's a big selling point.
Absolutely.
Well, I guess since sort of like Netflix, everyone's like, streaming does well. And so they're trying to use streaming to push forward, I guess, aren't they?
Well, it's like an example. Your mobile phone, Anthony, has got Dex on it. And I saw you during work hours, shall we say, connecting it up to a monitor and having a little game on the big screen of Genshin Impact.
Thanks for that.
No worries. I'm sure none of our bosses listen to us. But do you think perhaps people who don't have dedicated hardware, this could be a good thing for them as well? You know, if you've got a mobile device,
definitely,
yeah, you stream it to.
I mean, the sad thing with it was just that one particular game, you couldn't use controls on the phone. But, you know, if it was many other games, I reckon I could have easily played with it plugged in, you know, like the way you saw it.
inexpensive adapter. You could connect a Xbox or a PlayStation controller to it. A USB hub would allow you for a keyboard and mouse. And essentially then you have got a gaming PC in your pocket.
Yeah.
Either that or you're just really pleased to see me.
This is all very true. And the thing going back a little bit to Game Pass here and Microsoft Cloud Services, soon you'll even have a Series X in your pocket.
Oh, you're just really pleased to see me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Microsoft are going to be upgrading all the Xbox Cloud streaming servers from Xbox One S's to Xbox Series X. So the jumping graphical fidelity is going to be massive.
Well, when they also help with the resilience as well, the connection and stuff like that.
I don't think it'll make a difference with the connection. If anything, you probably need a better connection.
Well, yeah, because you're going to have higher fidelity graphics, though I suppose...
But it's definitely future-proofing them.
Yeah, and potentially it could allow them to start streaming 4K.
Well, absolutely, that's a possibility. I use a streaming service called Shadow, and I stream in 4K regularly to play games.
So that'd be a nice bump in the service.
Yeah, and that's only on a modest broadband connection. Yeah.
So I believe the next talking point we were going to talk on is quite close to your heart, Barry.
Quite close.
Yes, it really is. So have you two seen the news that the Sonic the Hedgehog movie is getting a sequel?
I have seen
the
teaser. The
news, but Ozzy, I think you said there's like a teaser or something for it.
Yes, it's only a 10-second teaser. There's actually no footage. I believe they only actually start... principal photography next month. So nothing has actually been committed to film or whatever they record to nowadays.
It's nice to see they've chose a better choice of music than the previous trailer.
Yes. I must admit, it brought a tear to my eyes to see that logo come on screen and hear something other than Gangster's Paradise. But... they do have a rather beautiful rendition of Emerald Hill Zone, which I'm sure most people would know is the very first stage of Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Nice and fitting.
Yes.
Yes. It feels like this one is probably got a bit more love behind it, even though it's a 10-second trailer.
You're already feeling better about it.
Yes. I feel a lot better about this movie than I did initially after seeing the original trailer. For the original Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Well, if you think about it, they've got a lot of ground to cover and a lot of, you know, money to not waste, I guess, this time.
Well, I think probably what happened with them with the original one, where they released the trailer, Sonic the Hedgehog looked absolutely hideous, nightmare-inducing.
Yeah.
I think they've learned the lessons from that, and it's going to put them in a much better position going forward into the sequel.
That. And didn't the fact that they actually listened to the fans and they changed it all around actually mean that it ended up being a movie that did really well, even considering the extra money they ended up ploughing into it?
Yes.
Absolutely. I believe it was the biggest grossing movie based on a video game ever.
And just think, they almost pulled a Super Mario Brothers.
Yes. Thankfully not.
Yes, but it wouldn't have been if they'd have kept the original art style.
I'm a little bit of a Sonic fan.
Understatement of the year.
I would not have gone and watched that movie at the cinema had they not changed it.
Well, out of us three, there's only one person that's not seen it.
Well, yeah, only you, Phil.
I know.
You heathen. But I feel like Sonic fans did reward them listening to the fans and not just the toxic ones that said death threats. I do think they did go out, they did watch it, and they did reward them in that way.
Well, the film. So even though, you know, we had a bit of a dig for Phil not watching it, I only watched it last week for the first time with my kids. And I really enjoyed it a lot more than I thought it would do. Because obviously previous things that have been released based on games hasn't lived up to as much expectation as you would hope it to.
You're saying Street Fighter didn't live up to its name.
And Tekken.
Oh god, that's a bit of a deep cut, that one. That's awful, that film.
Dead or Alive.
What about, oh god.
I think we're getting a bit segued here. So
we can list them all.
Well, there's not too long to wait. It is next year, it's coming out in April. Thankfully this time it's not Valentine's Day, So hopefully Sega won't message me on social media telling me to dump my girlfriend to go and watch it because she didn't think it was a good enough film for a Valentine's.
Yeah, and hopefully you will like it and see if she gets annoyed with you.
Yes, hopefully if they do, she won't notice the comment this time.
Oh, my wife was... when I first saw it, I was sat next to my wife and she was commenting on how angry I seemed about this trailer.
Is this the Gangster's Paradise one?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Phil, you need to watch Sonic. You need to watch it. I think Baz needs to task him with watching it.
I need it to appear on a particular streaming platform that we use.
It's going to be a while.
Probably.
Yeah. So Sonic 2 teased out. Obviously, this one is looking to have tails. Funnily enough, even though Phil never saw the film, he told us before we even saw it, that tells us at the end.
Yes.
I have a Sonic obsessed nephew.
Yeah, thankfully I've seen the film, so Phil won't be able to spoil anything for her.
I don't normally give spoilers.
That's the understatement of the year. Moving on, since we've managed to talk about a 10-second teaser, which only shows a logo and a clip of music for about 5 minutes, moving on to our last point for today, GoldenEye 007 being leaked and playable on Xbox 360 and PC through emulation.
That would have been brilliant. GoldenEye was a brilliant game on the N64. Were the controls updated?
Unless you go Oddjob.
No, everyone knows Oddjob's the best. Yes, I am that person that played Oddjob.
Yes, he's that person on every game.
Yes, he is. Bill is the odd one.
In fact, I actually quite often went, I'm Invincible Guy. We're in the...
I'm Invincible.
Yeah, I want to say Boris, but...
I was going to say Boris.
Anyway, him. I'd quite often go him.
You just love that Hawaiian shirt, yeah,
absolutely. The main reason I went him. I think... Have the controls been updated on this?
Yes. So I don't know if either of you played the GoldenEye Xbox Live Arcade release.
The Activision one.
Perfect Dark Xbox Live.
Perfect Dark. Yes.
Oh, yes.
They updated the controls to more modern control systems. Overall, it did play a lot more like a more modern first-person shooter. I would have imagined that they'd do the exact same thing with this.
Most likely. It was a...
Well, it's been a long time coming, and it was a shame that it missed out being on the Xbox.
Well, apparently this was originally accidentally put up onto a service called PartnerNet, which is where journalists and game developers could access early builds of games for review purposes, or preview purposes, it should be.
Okay.
And it accidentally went up for 1 hour. It's only recently that someone's come out with the file that was downloaded.
Right.
Now, the game's not complete. The majority of it is. Apparently, the ending's a little bit glitchy and it is missing multiplayer, which is arguably the most important part of GoldenEye.
It's what everyone played.
See, the issue always was, though, it was always going to struggle to get released. The amount of license holders for that game.
Yes, it was a Nintendo 64 game developed by Rare, which was then purchased by Microsoft, who then wanted them to bring it to the Xbox 360, but Activision held the license, plus MGM also held the James Bond license.
It was just a mess. It was never going to happen, was it?
But apparently the game was about 80% complete, and Phil Spencer himself said, getting GoldenEye working has always been a rights issue, not a getting code to run issue.
Yeah.
I was about to say, Phil Spencer's done a good job not giving up getting it on the 360.
I think it's one of those things that as well was missing from Rare Replay. Understandably so.
Absolutely. Don't forget, not long after this, Activision re-released GoldenEye.
Did they?
So they done they done an updated version with Daniel Craig.
Oh yeah, they did, didn't they? Yeah. Yeah, I remember that one.
So it wasn't the same game, but it was still based on the same movie and hit the same sort of beats as you go through the campaign.
I don't think it would have had it didn't have the same nostalgia factor though. Because I know I picked it up and I played it and I was like, what's this? This isn't GoldenEye.
Yeah. I must admit, I think I got roughly maybe about a third or a halfway through it. I do actually own it on the Xbox 360 when it was re-released after the Wii.
Yeah.
So with GoldenEye, obviously they've updated the graphics, you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be able to see like other games where they've updated the graphics? Will you be able to see the old graphics still?
Yeah, so it would have been, I believe, one of the first games where you could hit a button and switch between the original graphics and the new HD style graphics. Now, these weren't up to, say, Xbox 360 sort of standards. I believe that it was like same geometry, just higher resolution textures.
I remember when we were playing through Halo 2 remaster, whichever one.
And Anniversary,
that was it. And when we were going in rooms and we were like, let's see what the old textures are like. Where are the textures?
You're like, oh, well, have I looked?
Like, I must admit, Halo 2, sometimes I was confused whether I was looking at the remastered or the original graphics.
Yeah.
Because there are parts in that game that are genuinely amazing.
Oh, yeah. There are. Absolutely, there are.
Halo 2 is fantastic. It's just Halo that gives you the effect of, like, oh, my eyes.
No, there's some areas where it's quite jarring, where you'll swap and you're like, where's the textures gone? Like, all of them.
Yes.
Yeah, the brickwork's been replaced with a brown smudge.
Yeah.
Driving through the caves that were in the underground and that, and the Warthog, I just seen everything just go really dull and grey from being detailed. It's like, oh my days, it looks like a big block of grey.
Well, unfortunately, going a bit further back, Halo Anniversary, the graphics in the old style on that are actually inferior to what you could have got on the the original Xbox.
Really?
Because it's built upon a PC port, which was done by Gearbox, who, incidentally enough, have just been sold off recently. And they broke the lighting system in it. So none of the detail in textures show up. All the bump mapping's gone.
Oh.
Oh.
They break it.
Unless you shine a torch directly on them in the game.
Oh. Did not know that.
A lot of the atmospheric effects have also been either reduced or missing as well. So if you do play Halo Anniversary and switch back to the old game, think, I don't remember it quite looking this bad. There is a reason it didn't look that bad on the original Xbox.
So with the GoldenEye, do we have a release date or any more information about them when that might be out?
Oh, no, it's not.
No, it's never going to get released.
No, this was a leak that happened.
Yes.
Oh.
The game was killed, as Phil was saying earlier, just because
sad.
They couldn't get the release rights. It was a Nintendo 64 game coming to the Xbox 360.
Which Phil said.
Through a company they purchased from Nintendo when Activision were actively making their own new GoldenEye game. So it was just, it just didn't stand a chance.
Who knows?
This is just a very sad reminiscence of something that could have been, which never came.
Who knows?
Absolutely.
Maybe after the leak and the flying up in the news, Activision might want to grease the palms a little bit, and we might actually see the light of day. Who knows?
I actually think Phil Spencer would be up for that.
I reckon he would. I absolutely reckon he would.
I would actually think that Phil Spencer would be up for that and even consider bringing it to the Switch.
Yeah, and I reckon that would be what would be needed to get Nintendo on board.
In all fairness, you know, Activision like to grease their palms, so it's a possibility.
Well, let's face it, Activision love money.
If
we only know one thing about it, that's what we know.
This is absolutely
any
true.
Destiny player would be able to tell you that.
Oh god. Let's not go there, right?
that's a rabbit hole we're not gonna go down today.
I was about to say, with that, thank you very much for listening to us. We have been the Retro Gaming Dads.